Why the American consumer remains cranky. From Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. First, China is sanctioning five American defense contractors in response to the U.S., providing $300 million in military equipment and training for Taiwan. Beijing considers the island a breakaway province. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has more from Taiwan's capital city, Taipei.
China's military regularly sends fighter planes and ships near the self-ruled island of Taiwan. And while the U.S. has formal diplomatic ties with Beijing rather than Taipei, America is still Taiwan's main arms supplier. Last month, the U.S. approved a sale of $300 million worth of equipment to maintain Taiwan's tactical information systems. Beijing says this arms sale undermines China's sovereignty and security. China has sanctioned American firms BAE Systems Land and Armaments, Alliant Tech Systems Operations, AeroVironment, Viasat, and Datalink Solutions. Though these sanctions may be largely symbolic, since American defense companies are mostly barred from making military sales to China. In Taipei, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.
It's beginning to feel a lot like 2019. We've got pre-pandemic levels of unemployment, GDP growth, and we're much closer to what inflation looked like in the before times. Sentiment among American consumers, though, is not back to a happy place. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has more.
Consumer sentiment about the economy, measured by the University of Michigan, is down 30% from 2019. And economists like Aditya Bhave with Bank of America Global Research say it's out of whack with other indicators.
If you look at these levels of sentiment relative to where they've been in history, then they would point to much weaker consumer spending than what we're seeing.
So why are consumers still so grumpy? Well, after a bout of elevated inflation, there's something sticky about sticker shock.
When inflation is high, the rational choice is to pay attention to inflation, and then you have to make choices about buying things now or later.
Some consumers want prices down so badly. Morning Consult economist Sophia Baig says in a poll, they said
that even if it would cause a recession, 37% of them still want prices to go down.
But she does think sentiment should improve in 2024.
Since wages and real incomes are going up, and inflation comes back down, and we kind of get used to price levels where they're at now.
Barring any major shocks, with presidential elections coming in November. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Mexico has a new multi-billion dollar rail network called the Tren Maya. It's projected to bring more tourists to the impoverished Yucatan Peninsula. Critics say it's an environmental catastrophe. The construction has destroyed swaths of virgin rainforest, and there are concerns over freshwater caves as well, the BBC's Will Grant reports.
To the ancient Mayans, the cenotes of the Yucatan Peninsula were sacred, portals to the gods of the underworld. They're also one of the most unspoilt freshwater ecosystems in the Americas. But the tranquility of the caves contrasts with the construction going on directly above them. The final columns and tracks are being laid for the Mexican president's pet infrastructure project, a tourist train called the Tren Maya. The rail link will stretch for 1,500 kilometres, bringing, its supporters say, tourism and development to the jungle. Environmentalists, however, are horrified. The deforestation alone along the route has been catastrophic for the habitats of species like jaguars, scarlet macaws and spider monkeys. activists from a group called Selvame del Tren took us into the labyrinth of underground tunnels and caverns to show us another environmental cost, water pollution.
All this water, there's a small flow going all the way towards the ocean. So the more we pollute in the center of the peninsula, the more we pollute the ocean.
Bernadette Carillon is a cave diver. She says any pollution here also harms the coral reefs out at sea. Above ground, the Trenmaya has divided entire communities. The village of Vida y Esperanza has been bisected by a maintenance station. Some were well paid for their land and are hopeful the train will bring prosperity. But Benjamin Chim had his fields dynamited and turned into a quarry. He never received compensation for them as, like many Mayan farmers, he couldn't prove ownership. In a slick promotional video, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, or AMLO, took the Trenmaya for a test drive ahead of its inauguration. His plan is popular, particularly among his base. For AMLO, it's part of a wider vision to regalvanize Mexico's once great train services. It includes returning some 20,000 kilometers of track exclusively for freight use to passengers, and creating a coast-to-coast cargo line to rival the Panama Canal. AMLO's legacy infrastructure project may bring jobs to the Yucatan, but his critics worry it will also ruin the hidden treasures upon which the region was founded. In Mexico, I'm the BBC's Will Grant for Marketplace.
And I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.